All right, welcome to the situation update for the day after Thanksgiving Day. It's Friday, November 26, 2021. Mike Adams here. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And due to my new format here, between now and the first of the year, I'm supposed to be limiting every podcast to 15 minutes so I can work on my new audiobooks, which will be available to you free of charge. So you'll be benefiting from that as well. Yet, I'm not sure I can do 15 minutes, but I'm going to give it a shot here. Okay. Here we go today. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, has soared now to number two of all books on Amazon.com. And by the way, he thanks us for that. You who have purchased his book have been a big part of that because of the interviews that I did with Bobby Kennedy and you purchasing the book from BrightonBooks.com as well as Amazon.com. It's not only going up on the list on Amazon, but also on the New York Times bestseller list. And it's pretty cool because this book just nails it. So definitely, if you don't have this book yet, The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., it's definitely worth checking out. The Kindle version, the hardcover version, whatever. Okay, other news today. Well, I should say the big news that's being pushed heavily, heavily by the mainstream media is this new... variant. Oh my God, it's the new COVID variant. It's called the B.1.1.529. And all the media in a coordinated fashion are screaming about this new variant. It's from Botswana. It's from South Africa. Oh my God. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Get vaccinated. Even though the vaccine doesn't cover this variant, they're going to tell people to go get vaccinated. So I just want to give you the heads up on this. It's just another chapter of the scam. Another, they say, oh, it has 32 horrific mutations. This is from the UK Daily Mail. 32 horrific mutations. I'm like, hey, UK Daily Mail, you got the wrong holiday. That was Halloween. You should have done that a month ago. This is Thanksgiving. Enough with the horror. And they say it's the most evolved COVID strain ever and could be worse than Delta. An expert says it may have emerged in an HIV patient. Oh my God, it's COVID-AIDS. You know what? Note to everyone, we already have COVID-AIDS. That's from the COVID vaccines. People who get the vaccines, they lose their immune function. They basically have vaccine-induced autoimmune deficiency, or I'm sorry, vaccine-induced immune deficiency syndrome. I guess that's, it's not AIDS, it's VIDS. That's what it is. So, the UK Daily Mail, Newsweek, Yahoo, everybody, they're all trying to freak everybody out. Oh my God, this could be worse than anything else in the world. Because you see, fear has worked so well to just corral everybody into vaccines so far and into masks and so on. So this is their latest thing. And by the way, you notice it's never going to end as long as people comply. If you think you can obey your way into ending this, forget it. You notice how some countries are now dealing with the third wave or the fourth wave. And in Israel, I think they're worried about a fifth wave of COVID. The waves keep coming because they keep pushing the vaccines, and the vaccines are causing the waves. And it's never going to end because they can always say, oh, there's a new variant. This variant, you know, is from Zimbabwe. This variant is from Hong Kong. This variant is from wherever. And they can assign new numbers to it. Oh, this is the C1.2.72945. Oh my God. And they'll just add numbers until they make it sound really scary. Remember how they were covering Kyle Rittenhouse? The left-wing media, they were saying, he crossed state lines. Remember how they were saying that? Like it was the worst thing ever. And, oh, this guy, he shot three people after he crossed state lines. And I'm thinking, what? Why the emphasis on cross state lines? What's the big deal? This is America. People, we cross state lines all the time, every day. Some people live close to the border. They cross state lines to go to work, to go to school, to go to the grocery store, to get gas, whatever. When did crossing state lines become such a big deal? Well, they just tried to make it sound like a big deal. Hey, cross state lines. This is what they're doing with the COVID variants. It's a variant. Oh, my God, it's got lots of numbers. It's got dots in it. 1.3.7-A7456. What, you know, and it's from this odd sounding country. Oh my God, be afraid, be very afraid. This is their whole strategy at this point. It's completely insane. There's no science to it whatsoever. They say, if you actually read the story, they say they've only found 10 cases in the world. 10 cases? 10 cases? I thought they said this has infected billions of people. So 10 out of, let's say, just 1 billion is what? How many decimal points? 0.0001 or something percent. I mean, it's nothing. It's basically zero. 10 out of a billion is essentially zero, almost zero. But we're supposed to be afraid of this. This is just complete quackery from the media, but it's going to be used to push more vaccines. Of course, remember, the vaccines don't stop this, whatever this is, if it even exists. Vaccines don't stop it. All the vaccines do is give people more COVID to cause more people to test positive to have another wave. The whole thing is a scam. So now the WHO has called a special meeting, reportedly, to discuss this new variant. Special meeting on Friday. Oh, that's today. To discuss what it may mean for vaccine treatments. They've detected 30 mutations to the spike protein, the part of the virus that binds to cells in the body, which could have implications for vaccine efficacy. Okay, so in addition to the fear factor of this, you know what this is also going to be used for? To tell people that their current vaccines no longer count. This is going to be used to cancel all vaccine passports and say, well, we have the new Botswana variant. Therefore, so sorry about you taking the vaccine already and getting your boosters and everything. It's irrelevant. Now you got to start over with the new vaccines for the new variant, which they'll eventually come out with or claim to. And then they'll say everybody's got to go get those. And again, this cycle never ends. Now, in the interest of time, let me cover this. There's an MP in Australia that's calling for citizens of Australia to break the law and resist the tyranny. He's had an online speech that's gone viral. I would play it for you, but we don't have the time. Also, the big three automakers have agreed not to require vaccines. This is negotiations with the unions of General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler. They are going to not require vaccines for all of their workers, but instead are going to require on-site masking, which is, of course, completely useless. And they issued a letter and a declaration, and in the declaration, of course, they had to say how great vaccines are, and everybody should get them, and everybody should get boosters, but, quote, understanding that there are personal reasons that may prevent some members from being vaccinated, such as health issues or religious beliefs. So the unions are actually doing something useful here and negotiating to prevent their, you know, their workers from being, vaccinated here. is a genocidal weapon. Also, the Los Angeles Fire Department is investigating an incident. A firefighter was handed a letter to comply with the city's vaccine mandate. And this, it is an African-American firefighter, apparently. This person responded by dropping his pants and wiping his butt with the letter and leaving fecal matter on the document and then dropping it on the ground. Now, this is being called some kind of inappropriate response. Actually, I think this is the most appropriate response ever, because I think this firefighter, this African-American firefighter, is just trying to comply by giving them an anal swab sample. Isn't he? Yeah, he's actually doing what they want. Here, oh, you want a sample? Here, let me get that for you. And he got him the full sample. Go ahead, test that. Oh, you wanted a swab on the nose. Well, you got to specify the orifice. See, I think he was just trying to cooperate. They should leave the guy alone. And I found an article at timesofisrael.com talking about the so-called bad omens, that optimism over Israel's child vaccine has been marred by a COVID spike. And all the articles that are written in Israel are all pro-vaccine, because that's the only thing that's allowed, but they express a lot of confusion. Now, they're scratching their heads. And here, check this out. Here's a paragraph. Quote, people in Israel are confused. On one hand, people are feeling we've just beaten the fourth wave. Like I just said about the waves. And on the other hand, we're being told about a rise in the reproduction number. That's the not value, the R not value, which means that even though case numbers are still low, they seem to be on the rise. Are we on our way out of the pandemic or in a respite between waves, as many fear? Yeah, there's another wave coming. All of you in Israel, if you keep complying with the vaccine, you're going to have more cases because, again, it's all theater. The PCR tests are a total fraud. The vaccine is a genocidal biological death weapon. The origins of COVID-19 have been covered up and in many ways staged. I mean, come on. The whole thing was a plandemic. France24.com is reporting that fires have broken out in the French Caribbean due to COVID-19 protesters, and unrest is spreading through there. Protesters looted shops and set up burning barricades on France's Caribbean island of Martinique. France Info reported on Thursday demonstrations against COVID-19 protocols intensified. Uh-huh. I wonder why. Oh, by the way, have you seen more of the videos from Australia where the military is just running down and reportedly hunting down indigenous people, the Aborigines, and forcibly vaccinating them against their will? Once again, gunpoint medicine, total genocidal tyranny, targeting people who have been disarmed and who are not able to defend themselves. And in Germany, by the way, if you want to be euthanized, you now have to take the vaccine first. They won't let you be euthanized until you've been vaccinated. But once you've been vaccinated, you have been euthanized. You get it? So you don't need the euthanasia. Seriously, this is the German government. They say, well, if you want to kill yourself, you might still have COVID. So you better take the vaccine. Otherwise, we won't let you kill yourself. And of course, you know why they're doing that, right? That way, when you die from suicide, they can count it as a COVID death, you see, because you test positive for COVID because you took the vaccine. Another case, another death. It's another wave in Germany. You know, at this point, by the way, how many people in Germany and other countries across Europe actually just want to kill themselves at this point to stop the madness? Like, okay, had enough. This is not going anywhere good. Also, it's not good in the U.S. We have food shortages happening. Florida-based grocer Publix supermarkets warned customers this week to expect food shortages in all 1,280 stores across the Southeast, even though Joe Biden says there's plenty of food for everybody, like let them eat cake. But according to the Orlando Sentinel, rationed foods now include pie filling, canola oil, bacon. No, not the bacon. Cream cheese. What, bath tissue? Refrigerated snacks like Lunchables. Canned cat food. Refrigerated pet food. Cranberry sauce. I guess that's a Thanksgiving thing. Disposable plates and things like that. So, sure enough, Breitbart News visited some of the stores in Central Florida and confirmed that the items are being rationed. And food prices have, of course, skyrocketed recently, and they're headed much higher next year. So we're going to see 20 to 30% food inflation in 2022. And overall inflation across the board of things that most people buy, like gasoline and vehicles and food and so on, could be in a 25 to 30% range. And by the way, you probably know this, but with 25% inflation, it takes just 3 years for your dollars to be worth half of what they started at. So right now, if a car costs you, let's say $50,000, or maybe that's a truck, then in 3 years, that same truck is going to cost $100,000. And that's if inflation stays at about 25%. It may go much higher because there's more money printing coming. But of course, the big story today, and yes, we're almost out of time. The big story is, of course, the variant scare. Oh, it's all about the variants now. It's not even, we wish you a Merry Christmas. No, it's, we wish you a variant Christmas. We wish you a variant Merry Christmas, right? We wish you a variant Christmas and good luck next year. That's the Joe Biden Christmas song. Well, they won't even they won't even bother using the term Christmas, but that's what's in their mind. Good luck. We're going to unleash more variant hysteria. That would be called a variant Mariant hysteriant Christmas, actually, which gets us to the end of today's podcast. Oh, thank God. All right, so that's it for the podcast. Now, a quick update. This is off the clock here. If you're wondering what I'm doing today, I have this laser burning device, and I'm trying to now burn the lids for those food rising grow bins. I'm trying to burn the holes out of the lids using this laser. And, it's a computer-controlled laser. I'm using the LightBurn software. And the hard part about this is you can't look at the laser because it would make you go blind. So you wear safety glasses and you shouldn't look at it. But you don't know how high to turn up the laser until things catch on fire. So you have to look away and wonder, is it burning? Do I smell something burning? Is something on fire over there? And so, of course, I have a fire extinguisher, as you know my thoughts on fire safety. And I have this far away from anything else that might be flammable, so this is not near the isopropyl alcohol, don't worry. But I'm playing with fire right now, that's for sure, and a very high-powered laser. I already managed to burn through one of the lids and accidentally burn the wood work surface of the workbench. That was a mistake. And I started to smell smells like burning wood. And it was. But nevertheless, I think this was way safer than the previous machine that we had used to drill out all the holes in the lids. That was a CNC machine with a routing bit that spins at 20,000 RPMs. And sometimes it draws a circular pattern, 27.5 millimeter diameter hole for the 3-inch net pots. And as it's tracing that around, it's really loud and it's creating the plastic shards and bits and flinging them everywhere around the room. And then when it gets around to the very end of that circle and it makes that last millimeter cut, sometimes that plastic circle, which is now free from the lid, that plastic circle will be ejected at high speed, and it will go across the room, kapoom, like a hockey puck, wham! You don't want to get hit by that thing. It has happened. That's a lot of energy in that spinning router bit. So I don't know what's more dangerous, setting fire with a laser, or getting hit by flying polyethylene hockey pucks from a CNC router bit that's spinning at 20,000 RPMs. I don't know. It's all dangerous. That's all I'm saying. It's all making holes in lids is not a safe activity. Not for the holidays, no. But anyway, if I figure out how to make this work, we might be able to produce some lids to offer you next year for your grow systems. And I have some strawberries now that are red from my hydroponic strawberries in the Kratky system, the non-circulating suspended net pot hydroponic system. I've got strawberries and I'm really excited, which is crazy because it's like a little 5 millimeter strawberry. It's the smallest strawberry ever, but it's turned red and it's so beautiful. It's like the world's greatest tiny strawberry. I can't wait to eat it and have vitamin C made out of air. You know, vitamin C synthesized from air molecules and carbon dioxide and the oxygen in the air and the hydrogen from the water and everything, right? Because this is what plants do. So I'm super excited to have my my hydroponic air-made strawberries, vitamin C from air. It's awesome. All right, so that's my status update for you. Thank you for your patience as I keep these, supposedly short, through the new year to work on these new audiobooks. And I may have a bonus podcast for you this weekend. I'm not sure yet, but I'm going to do a lot of other work in other areas. So don't worry. I'm not getting lazy on you. Just doing other things like burning work surfaces with high-powered lasers or something. So anyway, have a great weekend. And of course, I'll be back with you on Monday. I think that's the 29th. Yeah, 29th. So have a safe weekend and use it wisely. Thank you so much for listening. Mike Adams here. Have a great weekend.